activity and rotation of nearby Field M dwarfs in the test Southern Continuous Viewing Zone by Francis Anthony et al. The evolution of magnetism in late-type dwarfs remains murky, as we can only weakly predict levels of activity for M dwarfs of a given mass and age. We report results from our spectroscopic survey of M dwarfs in the Southern Continuous Viewing Zone, CVZ, of the Transiens Exoplanet Survey Satellite, TESS. As the TESS CVZs overlap with those of the James Webb Space Telescope, our targets constitute a legacy sample for studies of nearby M dwarfs. For 122 stars, we obtained at least 1 hour approximately equals 2000 optical spectrum with which we measure chromospheric H-alpha emission, a proxy for magnetic field strength. The fraction of active stars is consistent with what is expected for Field M dwarfs. As in previous studies, we find that late-type M dwarfs remain active for longer than their early-type counterparts. While the test light curves for approximately equals 20. This was Activity and Rotation of Nearby Field M Dwarfs in the TESS Southern Continuous Viewing Zone by Francis Anthony et al.